saluting an American president.
If the line stretched all the way to Richmond, I still was going to stand in it.
Words of consolation.
The meeting today between President Trump and the entire Bush family.
Political turmoil.
It's just wrong.
Wisconsin GOP pushes changes ahead of Democratic governor.
It puts us on an equal playing field as the legislature.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Just the sound of footsteps. In the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, quiet as people pay solemn tribute to George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president. People filing past the flag-covered casket through the night and into this morning.
He has just this gravitas and grace that I don't think we see in politicians.
He was just someone that we'd all look up to.
He really represents service, and he represents American greatness to me.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell is at the Capitol.
Throughout the evening, thousands kept coming, including his Vice President Dan Quayle and Defense Secretary Dick Cheney, who went on to serve his son as vice president. Then President Trump, accompanied by First Lady Melania.
President Bush personified grace.
House Speaker Paul Ryan recalled Mr. Bush was the first president he campaigned and voted for.
The whole experience really drew me into politics.
And Vice President Pence remembered a letter his son received in August.
When our son made his first tailhook landing as a Marine aviator on the USS George Herbert Walker Bush, I took the liberty of writing the ship's namesake just in time for my son's winging. There came not only a signed photograph, but, of course, a letter.
Outside, waiting in lines, others who had never heard from the former president personally said they still felt his message.
White House correspondent Major Garrett says President Trump will gather today with the Bush family.
During the campaign, some harsh words between then-candidate Trump and the Bush family, a degree of estrangement. But since word came of President Bush's passing on Friday, President Trump has been nothing but gracious and respectful of the office, Mr. Bush, and the entire Bush family. President Trump tweeted that he, quote, is looking forward to being with the Bush family to pay my respects. A White House official tells us that means a meeting today, either at Blair House or here at the White House, between President Trump, First Lady Melania, and the entire Bush family.
Well, congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes says Mr. Bush's death brought current lawmakers together on a contentious issue for now.
Leaders agreed to a two-week government funding deal in order to head off a bitter spending fight and the prospect of a partial shutdown next week. Now, they did that because the focus this week is really on the former president lying in state here at the Capitol. And now they'll have time to debate a long-term spending plan after his casket departs. It's still a pressing issue, though. President Trump has said he's open to a government shutdown if he doesn't get more funding for a southern border wall.
CIA Director Gina Haspel is due to brief senators today on the agency's investigation into the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. Here's CBS's Bill Rakoff.
Some lawmakers were angry that Haspel did not participate in a Senate briefing last week by Trump administration officials on Jamal Khashoggi's death at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The CIA has assessed that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Khashoggi, a critic of the Saudi government. At last week's briefing, Secretary of State Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mattis said there was no hard evidence to say that the Crown Prince was behind the killing.
In Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers are pushing sweeping changes ahead of an incoming Democratic governor. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Senator Darling.
A Republican-controlled committee voting around midnight last night to limit the powers of the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. Panel Democrats outnumbered.
Never before in the history of our state have we seen an extraordinary session that takes away the powers of a newly elected governor to this extent.
Republicans denying this is an attempt to undo the election results.
We realize that we are setting a precedent here and making changes that are going to affect future Republican governors as well.
Republican Governor Scott Walker likely to sign the bill just 5 weeks before he's replaced by Democrat Tony Evers. Steve?
The Prime Minister of France has announced planned increases in fuel prices have been suspended for 6 months. That's a major concession to protesters who set fires and clashed with police in Paris in recent days. Here at home, CBS's David Begnaud has the latest on an issue that sparked protests.
Several hundred students marched through the UNC Chapel Hill campus Monday night.
some scuffling with police, while protesting the school's decision to relocate the Confederate monument known as Silent Sam.
I have a preference to move it off campus, but like everyone here, I swore to obey the law.
Chapel Hill's administrators say as a public state university, it really had no choice but to keep Silent Sam on campus.
That law is a convenience for them and something to hide behind and say, well, we can't do anything, you know.
It'll take a while for some of the 45 people who were hurt on an Arkansas bus wreck to heal. That crash killed a third grader. His youth football team was returning home to Memphis from a tournament in Texas. Dr. Todd Maxson.
The injuries have ranged really from injuries to the skull and brain to lots of lacerations, lots of broken bones.
The cause of that crash is not clear. The driver says she lost control of the bus. 9-year-old Dane Best convinced the town council in Severance, Colorado, to overturn a nearly 100-year-old ban on throwing snowballs. They had been lumped together with rocks and other projectiles.
It's an outdated law, and I want to throw a snowball without getting in trouble. They're fun when it's winter out, and there's really nothing else to do except for sledding.
He says his first target will be his little brother, and this may not be his last public act.
You gonna run for office here now in Severance?
Yeah, sure.
Both Apple Music and Spotify agree. God's plan. God's plan. Drake was the most streamed artist of the year. He had the top streamed album, Scorpion, and song, God's Plan. Kanye West has moved past politics and made some news on Broadway.
The Cher show opened on Broadway last night, but Kanye West apparently forgot to notice. He was in the audience with his wife, Kim Kardashian, scrolling through his cell phone. The actor who plays Sonny couldn't help but notice. Jared Spector tweeted, "So cool you're here. If you look up from your phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here. It's opening night, kind of a big deal for us." Kanye tweeted back an apology and said the show was so good, he and Kim grabbed hands and sang, "I got you, babe," to each other. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
On a roller coaster ride 4 years ago, a Pennsylvania man lost his wallet. His family's running joke was to keep an eye out for it every time they visited Hershey Park. Well, the other day, maintenance crews found John Anson's wallet. Park passes and gift cards were still in it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.